Brought to you by The Book Exchange. Use code BX4, FINAL4, to save 25% in store or online at BookExchangeWV.com. Recorded live in Morgantown, West by God, Virginia, and across the world, with your hosts, Kevin Jones, first of his name, superstar real estate agent, financial expert, future athletic director, amazing husband, great friend, future Celtic staff member, home invader, fantastic father, John Flowers, and our lovely co-host, Ashley. This is the Final Forecast Podcast.
That is a dog. All right, now I like it now.
Wow, that was a lot.
Yeah, no wonder why you didn't want to hear it. That was a lot. A lot of titles, you know. A lot of it's your boy.
True. But go on.
Nah, it was all true. Except for the AD. Did you put AD in there?
Future AD.
Yeah, I said you're a future AD. Doesn't mean that you are the AD, because obviously that didn't happen, thank God.
Didn't say the school, didn't say nothing. But welcome to another episode of Final Forecast with me, your host, super real estate agent, future financial advisor.
We just went over this to stop you doing this every time.
In the goddamn
intro. He doubled down. He doubled down for you.
Come on, bro. Don't interrupt a man when he's in the middle of his funky groove, bro. You don't do that. Best 3-point shooter in West Virginia history, Jay Flo. Wow. Got my guy Kevin Jones with me, Mr. Hall of Fame, KJ.
What's goody?
2,000 points, huh?
Yeah,
that's
man.
How you feel?
Well, something, man.
You can teach these young boys something. We got a special guest today, but hold up. Let me introduce our lovely co-host, Ash.
That's me.
She's back. KJ wanted to let you go, but told him we don't do that here at the J4 Entertainment.
Kev trying to fire my ass.
Never been true, Ash.
Yeah, we don't do that here.
You're the only one I want to keep on the show, actually, to be honest.
Thanks, Kev.
Wow. But got a special guest today. Young boy on the team. I think he tries to be like me a little bit, you know what I mean? I'm teaching him a little something, you know.
Oh,
a lot of charisma. I like this kid a lot. Big fan, man. A lot of potential.
Appreciate it.
You know, Josiah Harris.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
What up? My boy in study hall right now, huh?
Yeah. KJ's in. He's in Erica's office. You remember her, right, KJ?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
I know you do.
You. Yo. This guy right here. It's funny.
He's on another one today.
He's on one.
And I thought she was going to skip study hall today, man.
Nah, chill. I had to go to it. They canceled my tutor, though. So I got to go in here early.
What you need tutoring in?
Spanish.
Mm.
It's OD.
No hablo español. I could have tutored you in Spanish.
Stop it.
En serio. Yo hablo español. Yo jugo basket en mucho countries.
Don't follow this man, please.
Y'all be thinking I'm playing. I'll be dead serious. Like, I really could teach you Spanish. Whatever though, man. What's going on, man? How's everything so far? How you liking WVU? How you liking everything so far, man?
I like it a lot. I'm learning from the coaches and just get acclimated with the system. We got a lot of fifth years on the team, so I'm just trying to take little bits and pieces from everybody. And it's just an amazing so far. So yeah.
Nice.
So how you adjusting to college life, balancing, you know, obviously you did that in high school, balancing basketball and school, but this is kind of like at a different level. So how, I know the tutors are helping and, you know, study hall, having mandatory study hall. So like, is there a big difference in that or nah, you think it's pretty much easy?
It's easy, but like sometimes you can get sidetracked because you have so much time with like your schoolwork. Because back in high school, like everything was like back to back to back, but you have such a time gap now. Mm-hmm. So you have to make sure like you structure your time the right way and like getting workouts and making sure you're at certain places at the right time instead of like procrastinating. So I just had to stop procrastinating for real.
Yeah.
You had to flip the tire yet?
I'm still a procrastinator.
You said what?
You had to flip the tire yet for being late, or y'all don't do that?
Nah.
Oh, don't worry. It's coming. It's gonna happen, and it is not even gonna be your fault though. That's the funny thing. You like the PRT is gonna break down one day, and they don't want to hear that. They want you to be there regardless.
I got a feeling he don't know nothing about the PRT.
Oh, you don't? Yeah. Oh, you don't know about that? Oh, you ain't? Oh man, you ain't get out the mud yet.
Gets rides.
Nah. I've been on the PRT a couple times.
Ooh. A couple times.
Who
was on there every day?
No, we used to have to walk 15 miles in the snow.
Uphill both ways.
Both ways.
Man. Real old school for you. But nah, like the managers give y'all rides though, right?
Yeah. That's when they don't got classes, like they just give us rides, so it's real. That's cool.
That's dope, but I'm mad as hell at that.
Dang, now, I don't even think the managers ever volunteered to give us a ride when we were in school. They was just like, nah, y'all on y'all own.
Right. Probably because you just spit at them when they walked by and you thought they were less than human because you're like, oh, I'm Kevin Jones, Big East Player of the Year candidate. You know? Just
man, that would never do that.
Yeah,
that
was, yeah, of course. Yeah, everybody knows me for that.
You got a few games under your belt. What's it feel like being on that big stage like on ESPN? How old are you?
19,
okay. Yeah, I came in when I was 17, you know what I mean? Y'all youngins ain't really youngins no more, but how's it feel to be on that stage now, man? You know what I mean? Playing on ESPN against the best competition, you know what I mean, in the country at your level.
It's really a blessing. Like, I dreamt about this as a kid, so just going out there and, like, coach believing me, putting me out there, it's amazing, and just taking it all in and just trying to learn as much as possible this year. It's just amazing.
I love that.
Dope. What has been your welcome to college moment so far, whether it be a practice, a workout, or part of the season so far? Like, what has been like, yo, I'm really playing Division I. Like, this is where I want to be.
Got crossed up crazy today at practice. I seen that. You thought I didn't see it.
Oh, my goodness. No, I tripped over my foot.
Yeah, that's what we all say. I tripped over my foot. That's what we all said one time or another.
He thought I didn't see it. That was crazy. I was like, whoa.
Nah. But my welcome to college moment, I'll probably say open gym this summer. Mm. I was just coming in. I was being, like, real chill. And I was guarding Eric. And you know how Eric, like, he's always on one. Mm-hmm. He came out the gate, like, spraying threes. Like, he was talking, like, it was crazy. Like, he wasn't missing the whole time.
He was talking?
He was talking crazy. That really, like, made me had to get up, like, on my game. Like, I can't be out here just trying to be cool. Like, I got to get grimy. I got to play defense. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't be out here being lazy.
Dope. All right. Oh, yeah. My welcome to college moment was guarding Deshaun Butler, having to guard Deshaun Butler and as a freshman, so can imagine how that went. Yeah, can imagine how that went. It wasn't fun.
Look up Joe Alexander. I don't know if you met him this summer or not, but I had to guard him as a freshman, so both of y'all could shut the hell up for real.
that was a different animal. You got it with that one.
Appreciate it. But nah, how's playing for Coach Huggs? Are you used to that coaching style? Or?
Yeah, I'm low key used to it. Like, my high school coach was a little bit like him, and I played for my dad for most of my life, so like I know like how to take in like what he's saying and not how he's saying it. Mm. He just wants us to be better and just do things to win for the team. So I understand where he's coming from, and don't take nothing personal for real.
So your dad was a coach, or is a coach, I should say.
Yeah, well it was like middle school and like AAU stuff. So
oh, gotcha.
Oh, so they said, they said, if you want my son, you got to hire me. That's what's up, bro. That's tough. That's how they do it. Get a bag. That's what's up.
Did your dad play basketball?
Yeah, he played at Point Park University. It was D2.
Oh, cool.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Nice. What was your first impression of Coach Huggins? Like, when you, well, first, what other schools were recruiting you? And then when Coach Huggins started recruiting you, what was your first impression of him? I know you might have heard stories about him before, but when you actually met him, what did you think?
I think he's a cool dude. Like, when I first met him, I was low-key scared. Like, on the visit, I'm like, I don't know how to talk to him. But, like, he's real laid back. Like, off the court, like, you could talk to him, mm-hmm. joke around. And the other schools that were recruiting me, Ohio State, Virginia Tech, Florida State, tough. And there was a couple others.
Damn.
What made you choose WVU over them?
Honestly, the atmosphere here on my visit, like, it was crazy. Mm. They treated it like a professional team because it really is. Like, there's no other pro teams in West Virginia. Mm. So, like, the whole state's behind you. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy. When games are happening, like, the tailgates, everything, just all that support is amazing.
Tailgates, yeah. Huh?
Just keep us happy tailgates, because we can get pretty nasty, too, you know?
Yeah.
Ask is really mad at the football team. She cusses players out, coaches out, all types of stuff. Everybody gets cussed out.
Listen, the basketball team's on my good side right now, so we're good. I'm not going to do that now. We're going to be fine.
I think that's kind of everywhere, though, but like the fair weather fans kind of, you know what I mean? You think you'll let that get to you, or do you have any experience with having to drown that out?
I tend to not look at that for real. Like, I just get on my TikTok account. Just make videos on there. You know about that, John. I just get on TikTok. I post on Instagram here and there. So I just blocked that out during the season.
Good. So you're not on Elon's Twitter.
That's crazy. Like, I can't even get started on that. Like, how people are paying for the blue check and everything. Like, I can't even get on Twitter no more.
You wouldn't pay for
like 5 followers getting the check.
Did you have a blue check before?
No, not on Twitter.
They didn't get it for you. All right. Nah, that's Twitter's where it's at. Twitter's my era, you know what I mean? You saw my videos when I had like 5,000. I thought I was doing something, you know what I mean? How many followers you got on TikTok, man? I mean, yeah, TikTok.
I think like 40K.
Damn, 4,000. All right.
And that's your biggest platform?
Yeah, I'll say so.
How'd you blow up on there? Because I need some. I'm trying to see something.
It was just like a viral video. Like, it was something for basketball. And it got like 1 million views, and then everybody just started following me from there. Oh, and then I just been posting ever since, just trying to get more followers on there.
1 million?
Yeah.
1 million?
Yeah, 1 million.
You gassing it. How many was it for real? It was like 300,000.
It was 1 million views.
Well, why my man views. Can't get 1 million views?
Right?
What did you do? What did you do in this video to have 1 million views?
I think it was when we were crossing someone up as a little kid, and it just went viral. I don't know why it went viral. Mm-hmm. Like, the videos I want to go viral, they don't go viral, but the ones that are pointless, they just
those are the ones.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I 100% I see these videos all the time that get all these hits, and it's like, I don't get it. Like, that of all videos, but yeah, that's wild.
No. Yeah, it's ridiculous how that stuff works. Like, I don't get it.
So what's the key to just being successful on TikTok, man? Because I'm trying to. I might make some.
You got to be consistent with your posts, and like, you got to be with the trends. Like,
oh, Dan, you use like posts. Algorithms and all that. Like, you know all that stuff.
Yeah,
oh, man.
I got to do like the hashtags, all that.
Got some dance videos in the back.
Let me ask you a question, because we just made a TikTok video. How many views did I get? Because I know I probably blew yours up crazy. It's like 1 million.
That video only got like 300 views.
Damn, bringing my man value down. Now, man, this is crazy. Wow.
Yo, you gotta send me that video, yo, so Dave could post it on there.
I got you.
But do you think that me and KJ are too old to have TikTok?
I ain't got TikTok either way. I don't want TikTok, so I don't really care. If you can say that, I don't want TikTok.
I don't know. I don't know. It might be a little too young for you guys.
I agree.
No, I agree too. I'm saying
Dave
that.
Has one. Dave just had a dance on there. I gotta send it to you. I just posted it the other day. Crazy thing.
He I don't.
No, that's not what. But WVU's on TikTok too. But how can people follow you on TikTok? What's your username?
JoJo from Ohio.
I just followed you from the WVU account, so now you've really made it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've had a couple of millies on the main account. I've had a 1.7 and a 2.0.
you in particular, or your people, your
it's me,
your
it's me and the interns. We make it. My current one has 93,000. Yeah.
Damn.
John, are you gonna tell them how I beat you in a shooting contest?
I'm not done with TikTok, bro. I was gonna give you some advice. Now you wanna?
No,
bro.
We're not going past.
Yeah, please. I need to hear this story.
Me too.
You want to tell the real story, bro? Like for real? Or you just gonna lie to everybody?
What's the real story? We had people there watching. What's the real story?
He shot first. I made 10. He shot again and made it.
I did not shoot first.
Then he was like,
I did not shoot first.
Then he was like, no, you shot first. And then we did that. And I was just coming off of the I just jumped in this shooting drill like real quick because I was doing suicides on the side. You know what I'm saying? I ain't had no legs. Nothing, but
doing suicides for what? You retired.
50% job.
You doing a 50% job? What are you doing suicides for?
Stay in shape, bro. I can't stay in shape. I'm trying to live. I want to live.
This guy.
You know what I mean? Like I was doing suicides. They was talking. I beat them before. I think you was there for that, KJ. I beat them before. Light, easy, crazy. It was like 10-6. So we basically do the first to make it to 10, make 10 shots. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Just randomly, gotcha. Just to test that. I'm like the master. You know what I mean? What is it? Like the judo master or whatever. You know what I mean? And just testing out the young kids' skills. I just jump in like, let's go. First of 10, let's go. And you know I always beat him because he's never ready. So my lesson with that is if you ready, you know what I'm saying, you ain't ever got to get ready, you know what I mean? Or something like that. How it go? What's the saying, KJ?
If you're ready, you don't got to get ready. If you're already ready.
I think it's if you're ready, then you don't have to stay ready, yeah, right?
Something like that, yeah.
If you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
There we
exactly.
go.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So, hey, so what?
Beating his ass.
So how do you rank yourself amongst shooters on the team right now? Where you rank yourself? You think you're the best shooter on the team?
I think I'm the best shooter. That's just me and my confidence.
Okay. I need to see it. I need to see a shooting contest between you and Eric.
Mm.
Yeah. Eric is him though. I ain't gonna lie. He is him. You saw against that 40. Oh
yeah,
my god.
Yeah, he likes that.
Once he get going, bro, it's he's gone. You know what I mean?
It's like you can't stop it when he gets hot. Like hand in the face, like it's crazy.
Yeah. We kind of beat up on y'all in the summer though. You know what I'm saying? The old dudes kind of beat whoop. Don't come on, bro. Why are you making that face? TBT, best Virginia, which I hope you'll be a part of one day. You know what I mean? You make it to the NBA, you can come back, coach, maybe play a little bit and stick around for the fans. You know what I mean? Hopefully you don't get trapped in that portal. You want to stay away from that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we want you to come back. But this is saying here, once a mountaineer, always a mountaineer. So,
100%.
And you kind of embody what West Virginia is all about. Every time you're in the game, you're playing hard, enthusiastic, a lot of energy. Mm-hmm. So that's why I really like that.
Yeah. I think like freshman year, I can only speak for myself, but just like in the beginning, it's always the roughest because, you know, you're looking around, you don't want to make mistakes. You want to try to do everything perfect. And, you know, that's when sometimes you tend to mess up. But I feel like towards the back end of your freshman year is when you get the most comfortable and you're used to everything and you stop playing so stressfully, so to speak, like, you know what I mean? You let everything flow, you know your spots, you know where you're gonna get your shots at. So I feel like the second half of your freshman year is definitely should be a breakout for you, you know, if you keep on working and keep doing what the coaches ask you to do. So I'm excited to see that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you seem to have your head on your shoulders, which is a good thing too. Mm-hmm. Like understanding that you have things to learn and you're eager to learn and do those things, which is there anybody on the team that like you really vibe with? Like that's like your person that you go to.
Emmett and Eric tend to like put me under their wing, like the little bro,
nice.
And just like guide me through like what I need to know and everything. So they've been taking on that role.
I love that.
That's dope.
You ever think?
I didn't have no OGs
humble?
Like that when I was in school. But go on. What are you saying, John?
That's wild. I mean, I'm 1 year older than you, though. So. But yeah, that was Darius Nicholas for me. I don't know who it was for you, KJ. Who was your singer? Rudolph?
I ain't have no OGs.
Rudolph.
Nah, Alex. Nah, Alex. Alex. Yeah, yeah. Alex was a senior when I was a freshman. Yeah.
He was out there hooping today. He was giving.
Yo, Alex can still go, bro. Right now, like he decided to, you know, put the game away, but he could still.
How
go,
hard?
For sure.
How hard is it to give y'all buckets though? Like, come on, bro. Do you want to talk about PBT or nah? Well, best
you're talking crazy. We weren't even gelling as a team yet. We just came from high school. They just came from a different school.
Y'all was
like, come on.
Y'all
now.
Was doing all that barking. Y'all was doing a lot of talking. They had to stop the whole joint. Wow, bring it in.
We did sell that lead. We sold that lead. I'm not gonna lie.
We family stop talking to each other. I'm like, come on. Can we hoop?
Oh my god.
But nah, do you think it's anything? Do you think it's a such thing as being too humble?
Like, what you mean? Like
you said, like Emmett took you under his wing, right? So what's your mentality at like practice? You know what I mean? Like when y'all going against each other?
Oh, at practice, I gotta go out of like on the court. Like it's straight dog mentality. Like you can't go out there and be weak. Like you gotta give it your all. But off the court, you gotta be humble. Like, cause God gives you that talent, and you can't like just be out there. I don't know the word, but
thinking you're better than everybody else.
Cause he could take that away. But on that court, like you gotta show you're a dog. You gotta show that you belong.
Yeah, I respect that. But at the same time, I feel like if you don't talk your shit, if you don't big up yourself, who gonna do it for you? You know what I mean? Like some guy, like yeah. It's kind of like Patrick Beverly. Like if he didn't do all the talking that he did, like he'd probably just be another player in the NBA, right?
Yeah, that's facts.
So I kind of feel like sometimes you get noticed more if you do a lot of talking. If Eric doesn't talk, he's Sean McNeil, right? KJ, that's what you said?
Oh, yeah, he thrives on the talk.
I never said that. But I feel like you should talk if that's you. You know, John, he's natural, like, extrovert. You know what I mean? That's him. So I feel like people could see through if you're not being yourself or not. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you seem like a extrovert. Yeah. You seem like it's easy for you to, you know, speak up. And so for you, that might work. For me, it'd be different because, you know, I'm not like that off the court. So why would I, you gotta be yourself. I think that's the main part. And that's, I'm sure Coach Huggins has said it before, like do what you do. Like don't mm-hmm. step outside yourself. Now it's always great to get better at certain things, but be who you are at the time, you know what I mean? Then you'll get better over time. But, you know, John, for example, he would shoot threes. He wasn't a three-point shooter, but he would still constantly shoot them. And that's why Coach Huggins couldn't, you know what I mean? He couldn't play him, and he didn't trust him at all. So I was like, hold up, John, stop doing that. Play defense, and you'll be good. He should have been defensive player of the year. You know what I mean?
That's how the story goes. And you should have been Big East player of the year, right?
Yeah, of course.
Now, serious question. If you would have talked to his shit that year, like got on an interview or two and be like, man, look, I deserve Big East player of the year. Like, I worked my ass off. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. I averaged a double-double. What's the name? Ain't doing shit. Do you think you would have had more of a chance to get it?
No. You don't have to talk down about someone else.
Yeah, you don't have to say nothing about somebody else.
Less of a chance to get it.
If you would have said, just
think that you were an asshole.
Yeah, it was like, now we're definitely
not that guy.
Yeah. I like that we bring in guests to have therapy with each other.
That's
so true.
You know what I mean, we gotta talk about this kind of things.
He's learning, Dave. He's learning. You don't know nothing about sports, and if you had a business, you would know how to operate a business.
Boom. No, but I think it's pertinent for anything that you do in whatever aspect of your life. I think what KJ said is so important about being yourself. You're going to be the most successful just being you, no matter what it is, whatever your talent is, whatever it is that you want to do with your life, just do you and be you. The more you can do that, the more success you're going to see in your life, straight up.
Yeah. Thanks. What do you think about having the older guys around? Because I don't know if I can't speak for John. I'm sure John does it more. But, like, I try my best to, even when I'm around, not to step on y'all toes. Like, if y'all ask for advice or something, y'all want whatever, then I'll tell y'all. But, you know, just trying to let y'all do y'all thing and have y'all space. Like, how do you feel about the culture of having the older guys around?
Well, it's definitely like a major difference from high school because these guys are like 24, 23 years old. So it's like a big difference. And it's making me mature faster because I ain't gonna lie. When I first came here, so immature. And I'm finally like, you know what I'm saying? Getting more mature. Yeah. But yeah, it's different. Like, it's nice having people like to go to and ask people for advice and like have people like tell me about the way, like how to get through college and everything.
Yeah, so, I think he was talking more about like the alumni, like in the summertime,
like us, like guys like our age. Yeah, yeah. No, it's all good, but that's same. It goes
same concept, goes, though,
yeah,
right?
Same concept,
still
yeah.
pertinent. Yeah.
Oh well, yeah, that was tough. That was tough having the all the alumni come back and just being around. It seemed like a big family. Like that was tough. I like that.
You didn't? You wasn't mad? Like Devin Ebanks was cooking you, or? Or myself or KJ.
Here we go. God.
It wasn't like, damn, I want to go home. They bringing these old guys back. That's killing them.
Stop it.
I got a question. Has,
done.
But I got one more question. Has Huzz cussed you out yet?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
For what?
Yeah.
For what?
Oh, I wasn't on help side and didn't take the charge. Like, I got there late and I didn't take a charge. He was like, you lazy motherfucker. What are you doing? And I was like, and he sent me on the treadmill. He was like, I will not tolerate lady.
Like, he was like, oh, okay, all right. Well,
and I made sure I'm taking the charge. Next
now
time.
I know.
That's funny.
Yeah, I'm making sure I'm taking the charge. I'm not playing around.
Because you want to ask him Hugs joint?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say to that story, I was surprised he didn't say, coward. Coward.
He did say that. I swear. He's like, I detest cowards.
Yo, for real.
That's cowards.
I could just picture my mom saying that. But, you know, we usually ask, whether it be current guys on the team or former alumni, what's your favorite Coach Hug story? We know you early into your career right now, but I know you got at least one that was either funny or serious or whatever, whether it be on or off the court.
A cool story is that he came over to my house. Him and Coach Harrison came over and just visited me and came and saw my family and just talked to us before I came down on campus, just made sure I was cool when I had my injury. And like the whole city was talking about it. Like they're like, dang, he came to your house.
Oh,
like,
that's cool. Yeah.
Nah, that was a big
now, are moment. You from the hood?
Yeah. That was tough. Nah. Oh, okay. I'm a suburban kid. Come on,
does he?
Oh, that's
does
why you and John get along so well.
John will make think.
Look, I'm from the hood.
The exact, yeah. Waldorf, Maryland. Okay. Like
John swear he's from the trenches.
He came to my house on my visit and he made fun of me because we had a nice house. So
he made fun of you because you had a nice house?
Yeah, I didn't understand it either. Turned into a run on joke. What do you say to people that say that Huzz can't coach y'all the same as he used to do? You think he calmed down? I mean, I like hearing stories about how he treats y'all, how he treated us, because it worked. You know what I mean? He teaches you how to be a man. He teaches you accountability, responsibility, X, Y, Z, and the third. What do you say to that, to like people who say he can't coach the same? Do you think he coaches the same?
Well, I can't say if he coaches the same as before because I really wasn't like there, but I can say he brings the best out of us. Like, he brings the dogs out of us and he just wants us to play our best. So if he has to yell at us, cuss us out, I mean, it works, because in the halftime of that Florida game when we were blowing that lead, he got into us, and you see what happened in the second half. We all came out playing with energy and he got that out of us. So I feel like it works. I feel like he's a great coach.
So that won't be a reason for you to, at least to transfer, because he's too hard on you or he's yelling at you.
Yeah, I don't care about getting yelled at. I take what he's saying instead of how he says it.
Because, Ash, you know how the generation is, right?
Well, like, and I was going to mention that. Like, that seemed to be a concern previously. I like the fact, I hope that it's not just you, Josiah, that feels that way. I hope that it's like a team as a whole that react well to that type of coaching, because I think that's people, and I don't think it's just his generation. I think it's just happened as time has gone on that people kind of get a little sensitive. You know what I mean? Not, that sounds wrong, but you know what I mean? Like people like, can't take the constructive criticism, especially delivered in the type of style that Huggins gives it, you know?
Uh-oh.
Oh, we lost him.
Think he's, so that he's in the Coliseum, no. Right?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, he's like transfer portal.
Gotta go.
I think he's in that shitty Coliseum internet.
I just wanted to ask him about after the Purdue game. He's calling me now.
Just put him on speaker.
I like
him. Talk
he's
to
good.
Him.
He seems like
yeah, he's really good in interview. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo. His phone died. He has another phone.
The phone I'm on right now has no storage. That's why I couldn't download it on here like that.
Oh.
But I got one more question. After the Purdue game, what was that like? You get back to the locker room after the game.
Oh, I got a good one. Oh, snap. I can get the story. Hold on. Listen. Can everybody hear me?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So we get back to the hotel. So we're in the bus. He's like, all right, we're going back. We're watching film. Y'all can take a shower and we're going to watch film. So I'm like, okay, that's time. It's Thanksgiving, right? This is my first time not being home, not having my mom's cooking. So we get there. And they got all this Thanksgiving food. Okay. I get there. I start making my plate. Eric is like, I wouldn't do that if I were you. So I'm like, all right, man, I put the plate down. We go sit down. We watch film. He says, no, y'all not taking a shower. Y'all going straight to the film room. So we go watch film. The food was cold. Couldn't even eat the food on Thanksgiving. Everyone was hurt.
Yes. Yes. I love it.
That one. We went 2-1 with that.
True. Yes.
What do you think about Big Man's game for Purdue?
I mean, he just throw it. I mean, he's 7-4.
He's just
he
big.
He got a little touch. I mean,
yeah.
You can't really do nothing about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't let him catch it. I mean.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. We're going to let you go. Y'all got any more questions for him?
We'll have
no,
to
have we
him
can
back
have him back.
When his
yeah, I was gonna say,
works.
Let's have him
yeah.
back.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd love how you buy. I mean, get your situation or get a computer, go home, get a house first of all.
Do you know a real estate agent, John?
John.
And I need to be in one of those commercials. You've been playing. Like, come on.
All right, let's do it.
You've been saying that for 3 weeks,
John. Nah, for real, let's do it. That's serious.
He's a freshman. And he's already sick of your shit. I love it.
All right, bro. Appreciate it. I'll hit you. Right,
good luck you. Rest of the season, bro.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Right. Yeah, that was a great way to end up. That was a great way.
Hey, you. Thanks for listening. You've got excellent taste. Be sure to tell your friends about us, too.
So, KZ, did you watch the Purdue game?
Yes, I did.
What'd you think?
I don't want to, we weren't outmatched. To be honest, I feel like the talent level was pretty much even. I think, we just couldn't hit we couldn't hit any shots for whatever that game. We've been shooting the ball pretty well from three and from two. Our shooting percentage has been pretty good. Mm-hmm. Also, one thing I see about us is we've been getting beat on the boards lately by almost every team. Like it's not a big margin, but we have been losing, which is something I've been noticing. So I feel like, you know, that has to be a point of emphasis. And then obviously dude 7-4, like he just turned around, hook shot, he has a good feel for the game and they find a way to get it to him. So like Josiah said, there's not much you can do about that. I don't think that they were that much better than us. But then again, they won the whole tournament and they smacked everybody else that they played. We were their closest game, I think. So that's an encouraging sign.
They smacked who? Duke and?
Duke and Gonzaga, I think.
Gonzaga.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know what I mean? That ain't easy.
So it's something. We lost them. I mean, I think we had the closest point differential.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah, so that's something to be happy about, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it before. Last episode was like, if we don't win the tournament, what's the best case scenario? 2-1. And we went 2-1. So,
yeah.
True.
I think everybody was concerned about that Purdue game, too, just because that guy is so big. And he's not like your typical, a lot of guys that are that big are kind of clumsy, maybe
yeah,
not
like
so
stiff,
smooth. But you know what I mean? He's got something.
That's an anomaly. You know what I mean? We're not going to play nobody else like him. I don't in my opinion, for the rest of the season. So I don't. It is what it is.
Right.
Yeah. But I still think we play hard. Like I said, other than the rebounding and us not shooting well, I think, and we were still in the game, mind you.
Right.
So that's an encouraging sign.
I will say we appear to be rebounding better this year than last, obviously. Which is a huge stride. What was that, Dave?
Dave, I don't know what you're doing. Nobody.
I said that. That was my insight. Day one. I said
that. Sorry. Somebody,
I didn't steal from anyone. I just noticed we had a bit of hunger for the ball.
All right.
I think we're getting out-rebounded every game, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was. Yeah.
But Dave said we have a hunger for the I don't know.
Compared to last year. Compared to last season. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
They just want to play. Like, they just, yeah.
The fire seems to be there a little bit more so. I hate to say this, and I don't want to talk shit about previous teams or anything like that, but, and maybe it was COVID that threw everyone off, but it felt kind of lazy at times before. You know what I mean? Where it's like, aw, you know what I mean? And it's like everyone just kind of gave up, but these guys, like, they got heart. Like, they're going at it, which I think is awesome.
I heard some stories about that team last year, boy. Some crazy stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, I was there. I was there the for most of the season because, you know, I didn't leave until March.
Leave till
so
late.
I was
that's
practicing
right.
and was around the team the whole time pretty much. But they all just seem like you got the right mix of guys. You know what I mean? They all seem hungry. They all seem like they like playing around each other. So I think we have a really good team. I seen it from the summer where I was like, okay, yeah, these guys could do something.
I like that. And I also like, too, that, like, Josiah talking about, like, Eric and Emmett taking him under their wing. I think that's amazing, too. Like, leadership on the team is important. And I also like Josiah talking about how he reacts well to Huggins' coaching style, because we've talked about that a lot, and John brought it up, the younger generation being a little sensitive. So hopefully, he never got to answer my question, but hopefully the rest of the team feels that way as well.
Right. So they got Xavier coming up.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a tough game.
That is going to be, yeah.
I heard it. It's at Xavier. You know, the history of Hugs out there in Cincinnati and all that, so... So they'll give him hell.
Shout out Coach Kettler, Andy Kettler. He's a Xavier strength coach.
Well, shout out to Coach Andy. I forgot he was there actually.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I might go to that game.
Yeah, mine as well.
You need to retire so you can start making some of these games, man.
Nah, I'm good. I like what I'm doing right now.
I'm still playing. I'm making good money. Don't.
Yeah.
I was saying that big man from Purdue is gonna make a lot of money in Japan, bro.
In Japan, you don't think he's gonna go to the NBA?
He's going to the league.
No, he's not going to the league.
Yes, no?
He's like a Taco Fall.
He's 7'4".
Taco Fall is 7'6". Sucks.
He has more game to me than Taco Fall.
How?
He just has better touch.
Have you seen Taco Fall in China? He's like bringing the ball up court, like. He's looking crazy right now, bro. He doesn't have better game than Taco Fall.
Okay.
He might have more touch than Taco Fall. That doesn't mean he has better game.
Okay.
Only thing big dude from Purdue showed me was the right hand hook shot. I mean, I guess that's all he needs.
I was gonna say that's the only thing he needs.
Doesn't really need an up and under. I mean, but a face up game. His footwork wasn't really that good. He can't guard anybody on the perimeter. That's why I don't think he's gonna go be in the NBA because they're gonna screen and roll him to death.
I mean, who can guard somebody at 7'4"? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Rudy Gobert ain't guarding nobody out on the wing. Like,
Rudy Gobert can move a little bit, bro. He is guarding people on the wing.
Gobert's not. He's blocking shit at the rim. He's swatting shit at the rim. That's it. That's what Rudy Gobert is doing.
Ah, shit.
I've seen Gobert in some switches, bro.
Okay.
He gets mixed up sometimes, but you know what I mean? He, for the most part, he's looking good. Look at these Taco Fall highlights.
Yeah,
he's
Taco Fall is definitely a more like
better
smoother athlete for sure.
Mm.
I don't know about game-wise, but
right, we're looking at a highlight clip. So yeah, it's kind of hard to.
I think I could have stopped a 7'4" dude from Purdue, bro.
No way. How are you gonna stop him?
Couldn't stop me. What you mean? How are you gonna stop him?
so you're not better than him? First of all, and I definitely lock you up every time. No, we're not gonna talk about the one-on-one battles and all that stuff. How I bust your ass every summer. But all you gotta do with the big dude is sit on his left shoulder, right? He's gonna turn that way every time. So just make him go the other way, and they did a few times, and he threw up some bullshit.
True.
But I hope he does go to the NBA. You know what I mean? We'll see. Maybe I'm wrong.
But in other news, though, WVU football, they won their last game. At least they went out on a winning note.
That's true.
Beat Oklahoma State at Oklahoma State. So shout out to them, man. They had a rough go of it the last couple years. I'm glad they at least finished this season.
Did you watch that game, Ash?
I did.
How they look?
I mean, don't get it twisted. There were moments where I was walking away and giving up again. And, you know, it's been a rough season. But here's what has killed me the entire season, though, too. And I think why I'm so frustrated. It'd be different if we just had a bad team and I could just write it off as that. Bad team. I'm done, right? There's good moments with this team. We've watched them play well against some very tough teams. I don't understand why it's not clicking, though. Like, there's something not right. There's a miss somewhere, and I'm not sure what it is. We talk about, is it Neil Brown? I don't think it's that. I don't know what it is. There's something, it's bizarre. Same players playing well in one games and not in others. It seems like when C.J. Donaldson's not out there, the team as a whole collapsed. This is the first time that he hasn't been on that field that this team has pulled it out. So I don't know. It's a very interesting situation. But also being announced today, it's official. Neil Brown will be staying. So there will be another year to see what this team is going to become, which I kind of figured that's what was going to happen. And I'm not mad at it because it's the same. There's talent on the team, and I'm afraid if he were to go, the team would go with him. So, or at least leave. So, we'll see.
KJ, is that as the new athletic director? Is that not the approach that I was going to take? Give him one more year, unless we got Deion. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
They ain't have to do me like that, bro. They didn't have to, you know, not bring me in for the interview.
Bro,
did you put his board? Did you put in?
Get my hopes up, talking to people. You know what I mean? Like, they could have at least called me and said, hey, we're going to go a different direction, X, Y, Z, and the third. But
they definitely did you dirty, for sure, bro.
You know what I mean?
I don't mess with that, man.
And I watch them take all my ideas.
watch Deion Sanders be the next head coach. 2024.
Nah, all seriousness. New athletic director, Ren Baker, is that how you say his name, Dave?
Ren, yeah.
Ren Tintin. Mm-hmm. So we got Ren Baker from University of North Texas. I mean, I hear good things about him, you know what I mean? He looks like a good guy.
It's
I was gonna say,
though,
who does he look like that we know? Like,
he
I
looks
keep
like
on looking
somebody,
at him. I'm
bro.
Like, yo, you look like somebody,
scroll
but I
back
can't.
Up, Dave.
Is it Thurman?
It might be Kim.
It might be Karen.
It's somebody, though. He looked like somebody for sure.
I mean, I heard good things about him. I really don't understand, like,
the choice.
Yeah, like, I don't get how, like, we found him or anything. Like, but I'm rooting for everybody that puts on the blue and gold. You know how I am. So hopefully he'll do a good job. And
he's the first AD in, like, I don't even know how many that's not actually from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, I mean, think Ed Pastelong, West Virginia native. Oliver Luck went to West Virginia University. Shane Lyons from West Virginia. So, yeah, it's been a minute.
You know, Johnny West really wanted this job, or at least an opportunity at the job. You
really?
Know what I mean? Yeah.
I didn't know
Johnny,
that.
I think Johnny would have been good for it. But it is what it is. KJ, what you think?
Do y'all think that this was like a, I don't want to say a last second hire, but all of this just seems kind of rushed, man. Like, I don't know if they had this in the tuck for a minute about Shane Lyons leaving, but this, like you said, I don't get where the, you know, where his credentials are. He might be really good at his job, but I don't know. Everything just seems rushed, in my opinion.
He was a deputy at, what was it, Missouri and I want to say
police?
Memphis. No. There's like a deputy AD, you know what I mean? Like he works under the AD, which, you know, Shane Lines was the deputy down in Alabama before he got hired here. So it's like he does have some experience at bigger universities. Personally, I'm shocked that we haven't or didn't go for someone who has Power 5 conference AD experience, but because this is a dream job. Like these jobs don't open very often, you know, like ADs, like you don't get many of those. Most people retire in those positions. Well, so I mean, there's something there, obviously. There's something he does well. And we know he fundraises really well.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll see what he does. I mean, I already like him because he likes black uniforms. So.
Yeah, there
oh, okay, you got our book.
Done. We're yeah, good. Done. Here we go.
We'll have those back, but we'll see how he does, man. I want to see how he does with alumni relations. I want to see how he does with just entertainment and at the games and stuff. You know, what else is he going to do to get people at these games besides the actual game itself? So
yeah.
Hey, he might hire you as a what's it called? Not concierge, consigliere. Is that how you say
consultant?
It? Like with consultant. Yeah, somebody that bounce ideas.
Consigliere.
I thought that's what how you say it. I don't know, but you know, somebody to hire to give ideas and all that stuff. That you might be good for that, John.
J Flow Consulting Firm.
There we go.
Can you make that bigger, Dave? I'm having a hard time reading that.
Dang, asking old.
I know.
It's almost her bedtime, so you gotta.
I can't make it bigger, Ash. It's been a lifelong problem.
You're good. We're fine.
She can't drink Coronas now either. She's pregnant.
Oh, please. There's no pregnancy here. I will drink Coronas all weekend long. Okay, so yeah, apparently North Texas, I mentioned his fundraising abilities. The school registered its 4 best fundraising years in its history. And the overall top 5 largest gifts at UNT came under his leadership.
Okay.
So yeah.
Hopefully he brings some of those donors from that school.
Well, that's not right. Like, and honestly, that's something that West Virginia needs. We need
And then look at that next line money. For John, too. John's Texas concerns. Donors.
Ticket revenue increased by 125% under Baker. And football attendance grew by 71%, while men's and women's basketball crowds grew by more than 60%.
You're doing something
right. That's pretty big.
So that means the games were empty before.
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't know.
I'm interested to see what he's going to do. Like, That's impressive.
Do we have to take these numbers with
a grain of salt? You're right.
Yeah, I was gonna say because it's a smaller university.
That was important. That last line, Okay, so he had a 5-year strategic plan, new 20-year facilities master plan, and lucrative contracts for multimedia rights, licensing, apparel, and equipment. Huge.
I was going to say that would probably help us a lot, especially in this era of
NIL.
Yeah, NIL. So I could see where they're going now that I read that.
I like it. But again, are we comparing apples and oranges? Right? Like you mentioned about the numbers, taking it with a grain of salt, because what are we comparing here?
Is
it like Neil Brown doing good at whatever college?
Troy. Right, doing very well down here and then coming here and not, 100%.
And that's what I'm afraid of, is just like if we do, you know what I mean, if things don't turn around, that it's going to be the same old story. It's like, okay, this guy did great at one school, which is a smaller school, and then comes here and, you know, not so hot. So, well, I don't know, we'll see.
I'd be curious to peep his contract. I would hope that the university was smart enough.
2-year.
Yeah, like something small. And like you got to prove your worth within a certain amount of time. You know,
only ask for what?
6
You said 6?
Yeah.
Only ask for 6 months. They gave him 6 years?
I mean, you got to
you do need some time to
It does take time.
Stuff as an AD.
That's
like it's going to be a bunch of changes going on too.
True. So,
you do need some time as an AD. I would have did like a 3-year plus an option or something like that, like a option to extend or something, and then bring Johnny West on. And
is
then
that...
Johnny could hire me as his consigliere.
There you go.
Did you see the line, Ash? He begins his duties on December 19th under a 6-year agreement through December 31st, 2028, and will earn a yearly compensation of $1.1 million plus incentives.
Oh, man.
Actually, 1.1's not that large.
Is it not?
John, you are robbed, man.
No.
It's large for me.
No, it's large for you, but not for, like, let's look up the average pay of an AD in a Power 5. I know how much coaches are making, and you know the AD has to make more than them, right?
Mm. What coaches?
Well, we know Huggins makes way more than $1.1 million a year.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, Shane wasn't making more than Coach.
You don't think?
Nah, not according to his bio, right?
I didn't see his bio.
It's like $4 million or something.
So,
Shane Lines make $4 million a year?
No.
Oh.
Was it?
Oh, okay, no. So he's right on par. The average, approximately 1.1 is the median.
That's, so he has a great agent. Agent said, look, this is what the AD is looking for.
Right? I Googled it. Because it says exactly 1.1. I'm not even kidding.
Market price. I need
getting market price here.
See, a lot of these things that they tell us, look, we're not qualified to do. All you got to do is Google it. You know, I could be an agent and just Google salaries and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep. You know what's interesting too? Average tenure for an AD. The average is 6 years.
They literally
Googled the averages and just gave it to him.
Literally gave him a standard contract.
Standard.
Copy paste.
That's funny. Standard. Wow.
He will join President Guy Monday for a press conference. John, you should go in and ask the question, like, what's the halftime entertainment going to be?
I really don't want to do it. Should I? I mean, can I record it on the Final Forecast?
Yeah.
What?
It's a media thing, so yeah, why not?
I don't know how.
Talk to Messerly and be like, hey, I want to get in the press conference, please. Thank you.
You can record it on your phone like it's a voice memo.
John Flowers, Final Forecast.
Yes. Are we bringing back the black uniforms?
How can we get the girl to guy ratio from 2-1 to 3-1?
I might go to that though. Actually, that is a good idea. Dude.
Might as well.
I like it. I think it'd be cool. It'd be good content. That if we could turn it into something.
So, I don't know if Dave can record it though. So.
It's on the. Sure. It's going to be streamed. It says right there, so we could just clip it from that.
True.
So they're going to record me asking a question and then record.
Yeah, they do the whole thing, including responses to audience questions.
Is WVU considered a private university? Are we private?
No.
Or a land grant university? Land grant. So is that okay? That's not the same thing.
Land grant public.
State college.
Okay.
Not a state college.
It's not state college.
State university.
We were established by the Model Act.
State.
And we are a land grant public university with an agricultural background.
I mean, okay. What state are we in? A state, Dave?
Fucking John,
which in
I
turn
can't.
Makes it a state university.
The state What's doesn't fund word? The university.
What's another word for college? University.
They have different meanings.
We are a state college.
Those are actually two different things.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, so what do we do? So we give Neil Brown one more. Well, obviously they're giving him one more year, but
yeah.
I'm talking about, let's just say the same thing happens and we don't.
Oh, he's gone.
Season.
If he doesn't
he's
perform
gone.
Next year, he's gone
yeah,
for sure.
So
what if he does good next year? What do you do?
If he does good next year, you let it ride.
Really?
We got to.
Yes.
We got to, like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We gotta like be by. If this is gonna be his last year, let's just say if he does do like, we gotta like be behind him, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
We can't do the flip flop, and he's our coach now. Like, it is what it is. Like, we gotta support what's going on.
Ash, can you read this? Because they have the statement about why they brought him back.
Okay, so over the past several weeks, President Guy, and I have discussed the future of VU Athletics and our football program with a number of individuals and talented athletic administrators from across the country. We were also impressed with the effort of our team the last few weeks. Mm. Additionally, we have also had discussions with Coach Brown and our new director of athletics, Ren Baker, about our next steps as a department. In fact, Ren and Coach Brown have already connected relating to the future of the program. As a result of all of these efforts and discussions, it is clear that Coach Brown should continue to lead our football program. With new energy that comes with new leadership, it is time to rally around Ren's leadership as we move forward quickly to recruit more top student athletes, I like that, to our program and continue to develop the incredibly talented group of returning players who are an integral part of our Mountaineer family. Agreed. I know that Ren will be focusing a lot of his time and attention on how to improve our results on the football field and across a number of our programs. Mm.
I think that also means you don't want to start a new AD with a new head coach.
That's right. Like, you know what I mean? Read between like, the lines.
Have, yeah, if you don't have a new AD, it's like, all right, mm-hmm. let's see what happens here. So, I mean, yeah. I think it was a good move. I think it was the right move financially,
for sure. Yeah, yeah.
And as far as on the field, because you don't want to start all over from your AD and your head coach. That's like...
When there's nobody, no offense, but like the time's passed, like all the coaches that were gonna go have gone. We would have ended up with nobody if that was the case.
We had to announce it today because isn't tomorrow like a big window for transfers and recruiting?
Yeah, and a lot of Luke Fickell left Ohio. Who was up for coaching with Neil Brown. That was between those two. He left. The other one that was up for grabs, Hugh Freeze, he went to Auburn. So really there was nothing. There was really nothing left. Yeah, there was really nothing left.
Do you think they interviewed some coaches?
I'm sure there was talks in the background, for sure. When I say that, I don't mean like, what's the word I'm looking for? Not like formal interviews or anything, but maybe like it was a discussion.
Out.
Right. Maybe it was a discussion.
Like, hey,
yeah, like I know so-and-so. Yeah. And they know so-and-so. Let's feel it out, right? Like, that's what I meant by that.
Yeah, I mean, because I had Dion on the line, you know what I mean? And then they pulled this. So, I don't know.
You did not.
I did. I talked to Dion on Twitter. He said, yeah, let me know whatever happens. Now they do this.
This guy. But did you introduce yourself as the guaranteed AD? Because... he may have been thinking he had it in the bag, but then when you were not announced as AD,
I was just a representative of...
Were you a consigliere?
Of the university. Of consigliere? Don't do that to Kevin.
Consigliere.
Did you see what consigliere means,
Kevin? We're
going to
make it a word.
I sent it to the group, an advisor, especially to a crime boss.
Consigliere.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, he wasn't wrong, though, I guess.
The corrupt flow AD, yeah.
I've been hearing stories about past
full financial, if you know what I mean.
Okay,
forget about it. Where's the money? Forget about it.
You want 100 shares and shut the fuck up? Give me your money. Flow financial.
That was a really good crime boss voice. I like it.
Yeah, see?
Okay, that you ruined it there. That was bad. Speaking of which, a side note. I'm not one to go back and watch shows that I kind of ignored when they first came out, but I went shopping the other day and for some reason Joe decided it would be a good time to start The Wire. I get home and I was like, oh, you know, whatever. I literally sit down for 5 fucking minutes and I am addicted. I cannot stop watching this damn show.
A hell of a show.
Oh, it's so good.
I feel like I missed it, so I feel like I'm too late to it.
No, you're not at all. It is still relevant. It is still, you have to watch. It's so good.
I'm ashamed to say I've never watched The Wire before, but
me neither. It's really good, though. I highly recommend it.
Are you a White Lotus fan?
Huh?
Ash, have you watched The White Lotus yet?
No.
It's on HBO Max. Watch it.
Okay.
I watched the preview of it. I didn't get the preview.
Basically, I really
didn't understand.
Just a series of bullshit that happens at a White Lotus hotel in a different country every time.
See?
It's pretty good. It's good.
Mm, okay. I mean, I'll give it a go.
Is it you still didn't watch Game of Thrones?
No, I still haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it's And then you gotta watch House of Dragon.
I'm tripping.
Yeah, I'm jealous at the fact that you get to watch that again. Like, you get to watch it for the first time.
That's true.
I just finished. Y'all watch? Right, y'all so ever watch Invent to Anna?
Nah.
Oh, is Netflix?
It's the girl from the Ozark.
About the girl. Is it the real story, right? Anna,
yeah,
whatever
the real
her name.
Story, yeah.
Yes, that was really good.
Yeah, it was really
I watched
good,
that.
Yeah. Yeah,
I wanted to slap her a few times, but yeah, it was good.
Yeah, she plays the asshole really well. Like
she really
like,
does.
Yeah,
and
really
what's up with that
wanna...
fucking that accent?
That accent. Oh, the accent was so bad. Like I'm like, yo, I couldn't. Yeah. So
but
bad.
What's crazy? If you watch the real Anna, she fucking talks like that. That's
she?
What's wild.
It was
yes.
so annoying. I couldn't.
Oh,
if
I
you
know.
Have Hulu, check out what is that one about Theranos?
Better be ready to talk, Dave.
You say Theranos?
The Dropout. It's Theranos, the blood pricking company, where she invented the thing where it's like one drop of blood can do a whole bunch of tests, and it turns out she was like faking it and just making up results, and people died as a result.
Oh, damn.
I know you're talking about.
And it's the tech woman
it.
That speaks like this, and she put on a whole voice like this, and it was great.
Yo, if you got HBO Max, you should watch. What's the name of that show?
Way to be ready to talk, John.
I do have HBO Max, so do tell.
Me too.
I don't know. I forgot. Like Dave. Dave got the joke.
What's the joint with Zendaya?
Euphoria.
Euphoria. I need to
finish
that.
I didn't watch it. I haven't watched it.
I started like two, three episodes.
Do you watch Z-Way?
Nah. What's that?
That's a good show. It's funny.
I don't know that one.
HBO Max?
It's on HBO, I think.
All right.
What show are we talking
about?
It's
a show.
John?
It's like a 30-minute like talk show with Z-Way, ZW.
No, I meant the other one that you were going to talk about that you said you couldn't remember the name of.
It was a bad joke towards Dave.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I thought you were being serious.
He's being an asshole.
Well, all
right. It's time to go.
Yeah.
I got to go.
I think we wrapped it up. Yeah.
It's almost a new year, and the team are making their resolutions. Will Ash stop swearing? Will Kevin stop buying luxury yachts? Will John stop bullying Dave? Not likely.
So true.
These are all very true.
So
true. I do need a New Year's resolution, though. Y'all, are y'all going to do that?
I never do that. Never.
Yeah, usually does it kinda... in the middle of the year. It's just like, hey, I'm not watching TV this month. Okay.
I would do something like that.
I would rather do that, though. Like, my personal goals, like, I don't need to do it certain times or make the announcement to the world, right? Those are my personal goals. I find that if I make a resolution at the end of the year, I'm not going to stick to it, period.
Well, this has been another episode of Final Forecast with me, one of your hosts, Jay Flo, super real estate agent, financial advisor, should have been AD, will be AD.
Hey, 2028, that's, hey, we,
there
you
it
know
is.
Who we going for.
I sell CDs, DVDs.
Just think,
what
in 2028, you'll have so many financial advising statistics and charts and stuff for being a financial advisor, so they'll look for that.
I'm going to take our podcast network to the top.
Boop, boop.
I'm going to be managing Dave's funds. And we all know how big Tom KJ is. She has some big clients.
Yeah,
right there.
Did you notice that he was like, 1.1's not much? And I'm like, fuck you, Kev.
First of all, I didn't say that.
One point one. I barely got that in one account.
That. Ash said that. I didn't say that.
I barely got that in one account.
There you go, asshole. But it's not that much, though, just in case you wonder.
I love you.
I saw guy Kevin Jones, Hall of Fame.
You.
2,000 points. How does that feel to score 2,000 points?
It was cool, man. It was cool. Actually, I just got to 1,000 rebound mark too yesterday. Damn.
son, that's crazy. Do they stop the game?
No, they didn't even say, they didn't even mention it.
They didn't say nothing.
They didn't mention points?
Huh? No, they mentioned the points. They didn't mention
They stopped the game.
After the game was over, they put it on the screen and all that. Yeah, but it's been cool, man. Just been playing out here for a minute, so.
That's a whole lot of buckets.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a 2,000? You get a 2,000 point. Do you get a 2,000 point bonus
though? Huh?
Do you get a 2,000 point bonus added to your salary?
No, I have no.
Did
bonus.
You get a bonus? That's wild.
Those
no
assholes.
Incentives.
Your agent should have Googled how many points you had. And then
What is the going rate for 2,000 points?
Google it and just Google tell it. Them what's your going rate.